Archie sucks. Maybe they're talking about somebody else. It's good.
Yeah. No.
White and Packy, Archie's quote reminded me of the one from Houston Nutt. The further south you go, the more they like me. Huh. Well, that cannot be said for the leader of North Korea.
No.
Uh-huh.
This was something that I was flabbergasted when I saw this interview.
You may have seen this. Dennis Rodman was part of a international goodwill basketball tour, I guess. And I saw
there were a couple Globetrotters there.
Current or former?
Because
you're not really supposed to go over there. That's kind of a no-no. It's like going to Cuba on steroids. I mean,
exactly.
You're not supposed to do that here, but they sort of turn a blind eye to that because they have great cigars. All North Korea has is nuclear weapons.
Barely.
Yeah, so there is no blind eye turn to anybody who goes to North Korea. You go to North Korea, you're in hot water.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to North Korea and you're Dennis Rodman, you probably don't give a crap. Dennis Rodman went over and visited, apparently made nice with Kim Jong-un.
I mean, they're
the best of buds.
They're the two best friends anybody could have.
I
mean, they really are.
Did you just go hang over?
Yeah, I did.
We're the two best friends that anyone could have.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's what he is. What he came back singing.
I'm glad they didn't send Zach Galifianakis. There's no telling what kind of war we would have gotten into if he had gone.
Yeah.
But apparently they hit it off. They're good buddies now.
Oh, they're best of friends. And George Stephanopoulos did an interview with him on Sunday on his show. And it really caught my eye of how idiotic Dennis Rodman truly is and how uneducated he is about North Korea. That was another thing that really surprised me. He had no clue.
When you said you love Kim and think he's awesome, were you aware of his threats to destroy the United States and his regime's horrendous record on human rights?
But one thing about that, you know what? I didn't look at all that right there. I understand what he's doing. I don't condone that. I hate the fact that he's doing that. But the fact of it is that, you know what? As a human being, though, he let his guards down. He did one thing to me, been a friend. I didn't talk about that.
Chris, the question becomes, can you be good friends with someone who is a terrible person? Can you be good friends with someone who's a terrible person, who does terrible things?
Dennis Rodman thinks you can, because he doesn't look at that. Remember, he doesn't look at that.
You called them great leaders. Do you really believe that?
No, what I saw in that country, and I saw how people respect him and his family, that's what I mean about that.
Aren't
great
they forced
leaders
to?
There. Huh?
Aren't they forced to?
Well, I say no, because I think he's going to change something, because he says a different view.
Oh, this is like the scene in Billy Madison at the very end where he says, everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to that. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
We're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have, and we'll never, ever, ever.
Thank you, Big Baby. It's very... more from Dennis Rodman with George Stephanopoulos. And look, one thing I'll give George... He may be a foot and a half shorter than Dennis Rodman, but he was a little bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been like Ira against Tiger Bear.
Yes.
He was getting after Dennis Rodman. And Rodman is so slow and clearly so numb from the years of alcohol abuse that he didn't even catch on. Sad.
He's very humble, man. As a kid, he's very humble. He's very strong as a man. He's very strong. But guess what? He don't want war. That's one thing he don't want.
He said in the past that he would destroy the United States.
Well, I think that's coming from his father. As a young man, he don't want anything.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
So what do you think Dennis Rodman should have done? What do you do if the North Korean leader let you in, let you hang out with
okay.
him? Do you not accept the invitation?
Well, this is the thing. If you're Rodman... This is just a hypothetical situation. We've talked about this. Like,
what if he had gone over?
And what if, let's say, that Rodman took out Kim Jong-un? Took him out. Got rid of him.
Killed him.
Okay. Let's just say it. He killed him.
Let's say he got his hands on him and he took him out before.
He took him out.
What would happen back in the States?
Well, first of all, Rodman, they would probably take care of Rodman after that.
No way Rodman gets out of there alive.
There's no way. Even with, SEAL Team 6 coming in, there's no way.
There's no trial.
There's no way. But... I think we'd have to declare him
an American hero.
Dennis Rodman, American hero.
Would they build a statue to him?
I think you'd have to.
Would they stick it in the space where...
would you put it in the Capitol?
Yeah,
would
the U.S.
you,
Capitol.
In the rotunda?
They could stick it where they used to have Joe Paz. They got space there.
They do. They need to fill it.
He's trying to find common ground. He said he loves basketball. I said Obama loves basketball. Let's start there. I will give him that. You know what? They both love basketball. There is some common ground. And then he says,
forget that whole human rights, nuclear war.
The best part was he
thing.
Goes, and he one thing he said, make sure they you tell everybody, I want Obama to call me. And George is like, well, why doesn't he just call Obama? Yeah. Well, that's different. You can't do that. It's like, yeah. I'm like, well, why?
He goes, he's 28.
He's a 28-year-old kid.
Yeah.
He's a 20-year-old kid. That's like when we talk about kids can't get heckled during sports, and Tommy's like, guys are fighting wars at 18. Well, this dude's a world leader, and maybe not such a good one,
no.
at 28 years old.
Well, Rodman thinks he's a great one.
Well, he's a great friend. And if you have a friend who's a total scumbag, do you stick up for your good friend? Or do you try to avoid them? And
Well, Robin said he's going to go back.
Yeah.
So he has a chance to redeem himself if he takes him out.
I like how Stephanopoulos had this report on the inhumane treatment by his citizens or of his citizens by his regime. And he kind of threw it at Robin like, why don't you take this over there and ask him about all this? He's like, yeah, don't hate on me.
Yeah, don't hate me. Don't hate.
Don't hate me. It's too late. I always thought Rodman was very amusing, but this might be a step too far for some people. Tim.
Justin, if you want to hear a good story, get the pigskin preacher to tell you about a mutual friend of ours named Jim Willie in Oklahoma that wrote that Rodman came after at a ball game up in the stands.
Is this when he was a player in that little school in Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
I think he was at South.
Southeastern or
Southeastern?
Southeastern Oklahoma.
Any story about that guy would be interesting. Yeah. Either guy, Rodman or Willie, but make sure you get Pigskin to tell that.
I'll ask him about that next time he's.
I don't know if he was there at the ball game or not, but I know he's heard it because this was one of the famous stories of a guy that he liked to tell. So
I'll check it out. I appreciate the call. Thanks, Tim.
You bet.
Ethan makes a great point. Thanks for the text. Chris hasn't seen The Godfather, yet he quotes from The Hangover. That's an indictment on society. Chris has a lot to learn. I'm gonna help him with the Godfather part.
It's really the only one out of the five.
Coming up in the near future, too, we're going to get the Pigskin in studio with Chris and RJ. We're going to do a Beatles lesson. I'm excited about this. It's going to be a great thing for you. We're going to broaden your young horizons, my friend.
You know, I like the Beatles, and I like the movie Across the Universe, too, which was all Beatles songs that they did renditions of.
Now all you got to do is take your fiancé to go see the Beatles Cirque show in Vegas, and then you've got it covered.
Really?
Oh, it's awesome.
I'm there.
I took Christy. We went. We had a great time.
I love Vegas.
Some emails coming up, and if you want to weigh in on the Dennis Rodman deal or anything else, come on with it. We're going to talk to the man of 1,000 bow ties coming up as well, the CAC Athletic Director Doug Kilgore is in the house. Best beard outside of Monroe, Louisiana, too.
Mm.
Just saying.
Mm.
Crazy Mike has no beard. And much like Dennis Rodman, he does things his own way.
He's crazy.
He never, ever rubs elbows with communist leaders, though.